Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen.
From my New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of outsiders, my goodness, Mr. Trump is an outsider. It was supposed to be a big day for Donald Trump yesterday. Were y'all watching?
I did.
No.
Yeah, I did.
He's reading the teleprompter.
Yeah,
is not
he can strong.
Heckled. Oh, man.
He was supposed to unveil his economic plan that was supposed to make America great again when all of a sudden, boom, 50 prominent, respected Republican security experts and foreign policy advisors all came together, signed an open letter saying that they were not going to vote for him. But wait, that was just the beginning. They went in hard on the Republican nominee by writing, from a foreign policy perspective, Donald Trump is not qualified to be president and commander in chief. Indeed, we are convinced that he would be a dangerous president and would put at risk our country's national security and well-being. That's a lot. These are Republicans, remember. And when I say major players, I mean major players like Michael Hayden, who's a former director of the CIA and the National Security Agency, Tom Ridge and Michael Chertoff, the two former secretaries. They were the first two, by the way, of Homeland Security. John Negroponte, who served as the first director of National Intelligence and then the deputy secretary of state, and on and on and on. Again, Republicans. It should be noted that none of the living former secretaries of state in Republican administrations like Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, James Baker, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, they didn't join in condemning Trump, but they had not endorsed him either. Sometimes being quiet is saying more than anything. Two Bush administration officials, Roger and Dove Zakheim, father and son, who did sign that letter against Trump, told me this last night on CNN.
Yes, he's erratic, he overreacts, and that's compounded, of course, by his utter ignorance. The man seems to have had no idea that Russia invaded Ukraine. That's remarkable. So it's not, he doesn't seem to be interested in detail, he doesn't seem to want to learn, he doesn't seem to want to listen, and on top of it, you've got the character problem. It all meshes together in a frightening mix.
Well, I think Donald Trump continues to raise the bar and exceeding our lowest expectations for him. He's done a whole lot along the way, but I think taking on a gold star father and a gold star mother probably was the low watermark of his campaign, particularly for those who focus on service, who focus on the men and women in uniform, who focus on national security. This is not the way a commander-in-chief is able or should act.
That is not low-key shade. That's flat out shade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't you think? I mean, that I'm telling you, these guys are big deals. Have you ever seen 50 experts who have served in administrations
come out? Who can agree on anything?
Who can agree on anything?
50 white people go against one white person. Never seen that.
And a rich one, a very rich one. Trump released a statement. He said the names in that letter are the ones that they should know. He's happy that their names are out. I'm just going to summarize it for you. He's happy that their names are out because they're the one who failed to make America safe. They're the Washington elite. And he's glad that they're out because now we know that they can be accountable for their actions. He's dismissing 50 prominent Republican security experts in the world. According to Trump, they're all wrong. He's right. But unless he wins, they get the last word on this, at least the last sentence, which in the letter simply states this. We are convinced that if in the Oval Office, he would be the most reckless president in American history. And then they signed the letter. There you go.
And that's all the Republicans can do is just sign a letter. They can't make him stop running for president.
No, I mean, they tried for the sake of humanity.
Can you just stop running for president?
For the love of God.
That's all they can do is just sign a letter. They can't sit him down.
No. And Susan Collins, a Republican senator, said no, they can't because the people voted for him. And that's the thing. The people are the ones who elect the president. As much as he would like to say it's rigged, it's the people. And so far, the people have voted for him. Now, he's lagging in the polls now, but there's still 3 months left to this election.
Right.
So, you know, who knows?
And it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. He stuck to a teleprompter yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Don. Yesterday, yeah.
And when he does that, he's really bad.
They
seem
to find some hope in the fact that he did adhere to his, and he incorporated some of the GOP economic plans into his economic policy. He kind of switched things around a little bit and used more of their ideas. But
it's all white guys. There's no females on there. There's nobody black on there. It's Trump's world. You know?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's going to be tough for him because he doesn't have the demographics, at least.
Yeah.
But have you seen the people going to the polls for him?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Those are his now, people. Don, when you have people on your show on CNN who are supporting Donald Trump and are campaigning for him.
When the mic goes off.
When the mic goes off.
Can you tell us anything?
When they grab that mic and go...
Put that hand over that mic.
What do they say?
I'm not gonna give names.
We don't need names.
They say it's hard. The spin is hard right now.
Anybody say holy moly? Anybody?
They say that he does not make our jobs easy.
Do they say is this not on right? This is not on right.
No, I mean, even his staunchest supporters who come on, I'll be honest with you, will say, today he made it really hard. I can't.
Because right after
he did the speech yesterday where people said he stuck to the script, he sent out a tweet saying that Hillary Clinton's hacked thing, of which it wasn't hacked, was responsible for an Iranian spy's death, which it was not true. That's not sticking to script.
And so when you have these Trump people
and they grab that mic, this is non right.
After he says some mess like that, what they say? Oh, I just can't. I just can't.
Sometimes they just go, I can't. And if we're out somewhere out of the building, they're like, Lord have mercy.
And after hours beverage establishment.
Oh, my God.
I should record it.
I got to tell you the truth, dog.
I just can't.
He's killing us.
I can't. I just can't.